יש לו את הביטור כקוצה איזה גדול. פריס את זה. ונגמר, said that we could prove from our Mishnah that the mouth of the Torah is within of species of a chatzar hanizik. What does that mean? Before we go any further, what does it mean? In the state of a chatzar hanizik.
And I'm great healing.
Right. And mouth is not a separate domain, right? Independent domain. It's wherever it is. If it's in a chatzar hanizik, it's got the state of a chatzar hanizik. The point that we need to know the chatzar hanizik. And not chatzar hanizik, right? That was a hamlin. There's a shayin in the Gemara elsewhere if it has the states of chatzar hanizik and mazik, and we can prove it from here that it's got states of chatzar hanizik. And the Gemara does. That is the proof. This show, that's the proof. End of story. QED, as they would say in Latin, right? End of the proof. Right, so
what you did was that what
point
is what
QED stands for
Latin is what a rat demonstrant.
Point proven. Okay, that's why our Gemara ever taught us when we were in seventh grade. So now the it's all Gemara did, right? End of story. I don't hate the Tsahanifish. And where did the Gemara learn it from? That was the discussion on traces of some transition, what we thought and what changed. We thought when traces started that we proved it from the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if a dog goes and eats a loaf of bread, he has to pay for the loaf of bread. Why should he have to pay for the loaf of bread? The din is you need to eat in the chatzar hanizik. If the mouth of the animal is considered a shusha mazik, so he adds him a shusha mazik. Elamai, must be Shusha Nizik, and that's why it's time to pay for the loaf of bread. That's what the Gemara, we thought the Gemara would bring it right. And that's what Jesus has a bunch of questions on, because that can't be. Because first of all, everyone would have thought of this right. Why is there a discussion about it? And second of all, there's the other Mishnahs, which you could have proven as well. That's what Jesus' questions are, and that's what going to change what we thought. And say, no, you made a mistake. It was not based on the halacha of the Mishnah, but rather based on a statement made in the Gemara. And we're proving our point from the fact that we already made certain statements in the Gemara. No, Tanoi. We're proving a point from an Amora saying a certain sugi the Shmaik, a certain assumption which was made in the Gemara to be Medrash, and everyone accepted it. From the fact that what such an assumption made, that's our proof which is removed.
That's the whole case. And that's the case where the animal, there's no isolating everything.
No. Okay. No. We'll get to it. And that, there was an assumption, and then what changed. That's what I've said so far.
Okay.
According to our assumption, I'm going to get to this, but according to our assumption, and we thought that we were learning it from the actual halacha in the Mishnah, Tosef has these questions. Once we say that, no, you made a mistake, and it wasn't from that assumption, it was based on a certain memo dishmata, means we learned the Mishnah before this, people spoke in the base medrash, said in the Amara and made this statement, which the people accepted. Had we learned the Mishnah, we would have understood the Mishnah. Otherwise, Mishnah says that your chayim, if you eat a loaf of bread, is not because the mouth of the animal has got the status of a chatzar hanizik, not because of that, the status of a chatzar hanizik. Wouldn't have thought so. It could even be the mouth of the animal as the status of a chatzar hanizik. You'd still be chayim for eating the bread. If the dog eats the bread, you still chayim. Why? Because he took it, and that's what we always assumed. We always assume that when we learn from whenever we start to learn the Chumash Rashi, we always understood that the reason why an animal is chayav for eating is because he took it. That was always accepted, even though he's eating it in the chatzar hamazik. Who cares? He took it from chatzar hamazik, and that's what he's chayav for. That was always accepted. That was always the accepted idea, until there was a revolution in the Gemara, and someone stood up in the Beis Medrash and told us otherwise, and it was accepted in the Beis Medrash that way, then there was a revolution, and we changed what we always thought, and we were wrong. We thought that all takes the prophet Isaac, and it's it in Chatzar Mazik, if you chay, you're wrong. He needs to eat it in Chatzar Mazik as well. The animal, besides taking it from Chatzar Mazik, has to eat it in Chatzar Mazik. Well, if he has to eat it in Chatzar Mazik, now we have to rethink it. How can every animal be chay when he eats? He's not eating it in Chatzar Mazik. His mouth might have a state of Chatzar Mazik. If we see every animal is chay, post the halacha stated in the Gemara of Rav, post this radical statement that was made in the Beis Medrash that seemed to be the accepted halacha that you need to eat it in the time. Well, now we go around in the mouth of an animal in the time. Now it's okay, right? We never had the right before. Okay? That was the Gemara of Havari now. I'm sorry. One more Nakuda that we can see all inside this is what we originally thought, or we always accepted, that when you hide for shaving, the animal takes from the time. So what was the shaila that they were bothered about, whether the mouth of the animal stays up time? What's enough gemina? If you took it from the time, it becomes tired. When would be enough gemina?
When he didn't take it, but he was forced to run his fast.
The nafkumina for the shayla was in the case when he was force-fed. Somebody fed him, the animal didn't take it, the animal couldn't take it, and somebody fed him. Then the animal is only eating, he's not taking. He needs to now know, is he eating in a time of the time? There was no taking it. It's just where he's eating it. Well, where is he eating it? That was the shadow that they had the Beis Medrash.
In the Beis Medrash, they said, I'm born of the morning.
Am I right? Yeah.
But they have these questions.
Yeah.
And so none of them knew this aspect of learning out from our music. They were saying that's them. They were all.
No, that was all introduced to him, that from here.
I'm saying, until that point, they were clueless.
Hey, no, about that's the question. This is the radical way of thinking.
So why do we have to do all this radical way of thinking? It's one more versus another more
than right. About and that it was accepted.
Why was it accepted? Why was it accepted to say something?
Why would that
say the whole thing? There's enough to they have all tradition.
Very interesting figure. You see, the Gemara says we have a certain statement of the middle of this edge which was accepted. And from that, we can now base on and on resolve other things. Which, where do else we find such a thing in Shas? That we're resolving a Shaila based on a certain Mahalaf that went to the Mason Edge that went unchecked. And the answer to that is, we find someone else in Shas. We have someone else in Shas.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. That's what they bring around from Shabbos.
Yes,
yeah, that's where in Shas. And we say, yes, we can resolve a Mahalath based on the fact that there was a certain accepted discussion which was taken.
Yeah, okay.
So we see we're wrong in what we were always thinking.
Why is it amazing?
Okay.
Well, so it's not made, there's no Mishnah on it, there's no Vice on it. It's completely generated by
someone, the stomach person, very respectful, who said something in this Medrash and nobody buttoned the eye, but they all accepted it, they answered it. That therefore came to be a Gilui to us, how we were meant to learn from time. Giving up a turn. Okay, all that in the place of Balfair.
One more question for that. Mm-hmm. Now, we need, so we're learning it from the case of the Kedah, from the Fur?
Not just from the case of the Kedah, but from the fact that we already said in the case of the Kedah that he must have eaten it on the Rishut on the.
Okay, and so I'm almost going to deal with this. I'm trying to figure out. It said, why then were the other Amorai busy with Sanhedrin? Trying to figure
why
out
why didn't they prove it?
Yeah,
but again, so it's the same. There was no mission, they're proving it from the shines, they're not proving it from a certain lawyer who said something. They didn't know them, right? They had the shayla based on their understanding, which was also our understanding before we started that. They had the shayla saying that what's the deal about that all takes it What's the deal if he didn't take it to something better? Like, how many rabbis from the Mishnah here in Daf Chaf Aleph? Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Kelev Shel Notzel Harara, he took it. Coming right from here, it's supposed to mouth who can't go the mouth, he took it. Coming right from Sidi Rechlovo, he took it. Coming right from Pesach HaShanavos, he took it. All these cases, the animal took, of course, his couch. Shaila might be.
He was eating the suitcase. Say the case what?
That's after, right? That when they ask the Shaila, notice that was something which was in, I don't know where, wherever it was. But they who asked the Shaila, they didn't work up well this Mahana. This was a new Mahana, which is a new radical Mahana, which no one knew until the Gemara actually said that. That's they were right in asking the Shaila, because we didn't even the Kenish and not the Paro. That took it, he took it, I'm taking it. And Uriah from the case of Nosh, Kerem, Shaishir, all the cases of the mouth, on the base of the mouth, even though the mouth, the hand was in the mouth, didn't take it, the hand was in the mouth, found it, and the dog bit it, or nevertheless, the dog's chayv. That's why we see it doesn't have a state of a chitama. That was all there. But once Hashem was megale ineinu by showing us that there was an accepted mahalak in the Mizmedush saying, no, you take it not to your life, you can eat it in the Chatzan and Dick. That's when everything started going. That's when the alarm bells of you. You have to eat it in the Chatzan and Dick. No, every mouth of animal is not Chatzan and Dick. But am I? It is. Now that you say it is, okay, now we've answered the Shaggish. They have, based on a misunderstanding of Mahalak, they had the Shaggish, we cannot answer it. The mouth of an animal is considered the same domain that it's standing on, not the chitzan, not considered different domain. Good, right? That's the place. Now let's read inside. And as we read it through now, all the stages should be possible all in different. I haven't introduced anything today. It's possible went over what we've learned. So let's see. Would you like me to read, or would one of you want to read? I'm very easy going. Okay, this should be called Katzan and Dami. Now, this is the first question which is based on our original thoughts. Let's start throwing it again. We don't know this, right? We are not ratzim. Amen. And my name Poshit, Mishabov in the Masnissen. Why didn't you prove it? From the other case of the Mishnah, the earlier case. It's not a Shen or witness, therefore the Royal. There's a Shen. It's a moment. Why? It's eating in its own mouth. My Ido put it in the Chavo. The case when they had from inside the Chavo, or the case they had to take the Chanos. That's one question. Question on us. We do bring a ride from Shen. Why do we wake up at Daf Chaf Aleph to the Roar Ride without your test? Question number two. Oysom, show you and Dr. Kim, those Amorim that didn't bring a riot from him. They brought a riot from Kitz and Sanhedrin, and Shisubes and Kelev. Loma, Loye, Vio, Yimrat, Nisim, Kelev, Shotokor, why didn't they give a riot, which is discussing Shem? The Daik Minahashla, we here are being died from. Furthermore, Michael Omar, what's the Gemara say that he can say my body lift up from the cowboy? Why is the loaf of bread in the mouth of my dog? That's why he said. How can you turn around and say, why did you do it? It's because the dog took it. Venerary says places. The Mikal Hanu the must be saying, no, you want to mission. You can't bring any item from the original Mishnah, it's from not Dr. Tess, not Dr. Kamalis. But Lord, you are not a parallel of why. The Shurim, the Sogri, Daita, this is what we always thought. Our original way of thinking is in Lokha ha Behema appearance. If the Behema takes fruit from where? The Chatzan is it from the Chatzan is it? The ochlo mishutzei avim, and he eats it in mishutzei avim, or he becomes a mazik, or even if he eats the chatzah mazik. That's what we always thought. We thought Yochayim. Why? Because Yochayim just for the taking. Surely that's the poshut story. The given the poshut b'kicha, since the owner of the animal was b'sheya, and allowed the animal to take it. Who cares when he eats it? Take it up and he took it. The possible sense of here, Mr. Akher, but the moment you know, Mr. Akher, that what we exclude. And we say, from the words they are, we say it must be, you're not chayv if you eat in Rishut Rabbi. You're not chayv in Rishut Rabbi, but be it Mr. Akher and not Rishut Rabbi. I know, Lekicha, that's referring to the Lekicha. So we always thought, that the animal takes it from Rishut Rabbi. I don't care where he eats it. If you have a question, let's say the mouth of the animal is Rishus HaMazik. If you have a question, how can the animal be chayv if he eats me Teich HaRchova? If you have a question, how can he eat chayv?
No,
so why are you chayv if he takes from the Tzidah HaRchova? What was the fear of having been a few? We always understood. No. We're going with how we always understood. You took it. So I've got no question why you took the Rechav Yishvichai. Why? You took it. Have you got a question? It says in the Mishnah, you have from the Chanus, Mitech Chanus. Yechayim. Have you got a question? I, the mouth of the animal, might use Shazamadik, I think Yechayim. What's the answer? Really took it. I have a question. Why Hashem led the Zechel Dom Arroyo? How can you have a case of Hashem Chayim? He's always eating in Shitza Mazik. How can you be Chayim? You got a question? Is that bothering you? No, because he took it. In all those questions, never bothering me in the class because he took it. So what were they asking? When they asked their Shaila, Tishrei, what were they asking? If the animal took it, was it going to be Chayim? So what were they asking? Now I'm saying what they were asking. Right? In other words, said you always start if you take it. So what were they asking? They were asking to go in the motion to be followed if somebody fed fruit into the mouth of the cow. And who it was, for this we spoke about last time, I don't want to go into it again. The only discussion that is relevant is the one who's feeding it for people who they themselves won't be chayav for what it is. You won't be able to claim money from them. So then the animal, maybe the animal would be chayav. Why would you be chayav? Because he eats it. He's only chayav if he eats it, it's just amazing. So if the man with the animal is just a magic, be potter. If it's not separate domain, but rather it can be considered even shutanadik, then he would be chayav. Regoy, another chiddush of Tosfos, you're going to be in my lois if you're afraid of lika, even lo yishol yishol. Another chiddush. Now, we're also doing that case where I wasn't for sure with the lekicha because the animal could have taken on its own. And the only reason why the animal had to was because somebody fed it. So then we're going to show that do we consider the mouth of the animal as a Isaac or Chatzah Mazik? There's no Shia in the Kicha. Animal couldn't have taken it. There's only one Shia, Achila. Achila has to be in the Shatzah Nizik. Or is it? Is the mouth of the animal Shatzah Nizik or Shatzah Mazik? This was the Gralda Gashayda that the Neshiva had. Is that an answer? He started running around. Shisha by Sakera. Tisha by Sanosh. All the cases, the drank of 5 cases. He didn't bring a rhyme from Daf Chaf Aleph. You guess, why not, Yossi? Why didn't he bring a rhyme from Daf Chaf Aleph?
He was a kid, and he said that he was around that.
Oh, that's right. That's the answer. In those cases, he
was a kid. It's ambiguous.
Coming to answer my shayla, Mishnah, that could be that much. Okay. Took it from the music and went out.
Because it's clear. The fact that the animal took
it. You're probably right. Probably right. Has to be.
Why is he saying, why is he saying that we were under the impression that was sufficient? I would say it was ambiguous and very clear to us if it was outside or in the property.
No, no,
Yeshua, for example, admitted that he thought otherwise.
The thing
is lower.
The thing in the Rishta that you're calling. It's Chayav.
Yeah.
Why should be a Chayav?
So
the only way to be Chayav is
we don't know if it was that he ate it Amishas and Mizav or not. In the case of each of the cases that we had before, it's not clear to us what where he ate it. We know he took it, but it's not clear. So Yeshua, I mean, I think maybe I don't understand that he ate it in the same property.
Yes, in the same.
Also to say, there's a amount of property here, there. I think maybe it wasn't clear to us. Yes, no.
If we know that he had to eat in the same property, then we have a riot that the mouth of the animal must be Rishitanid. If we consider so the animal was only eating, didn't take it. So if we consider the mouth like a tiny dick, hi balabolo, balabolo is gonna be high. But if you consider it like a consider the mouth like a separate domain, proto. He was not saying after he said P.O. He didn't take it. It's on the other side. And he answered, Mishus Mazik, so he can't be tied. Oh, they come up. Now, he places the dollar. This place is this place. It's not very way dry. Tipshay, we always say Tipshay, is from Mishnayas or rice. You got rice from Panoy. That's clearly not the case then, because the Mishnayas, we couldn't say it, he just took it. So what was a Tipshay? Oh, they come a Tipshay. That what we said, Tivshoyus. Lavimasitza was not from a deer in the Mishnah. The proven from the Mishnah. No, you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. Ela mesugya de shmaitzi. Rather from the sugya of our sugya, meaning the way our sugya spoke. And what? The oikma. Our sugya. Yeah. Sugya is the way of our sugya.
Okay.
We call it sugya. Shmaitz in the Greek is Aramaic.
Sugya
is what is spoken about. Sugya is the way. We call it sugya. The way of our discussion. Right? Now what? The oikma that the Gemara here established. Ochlo, when he did, Ochlo, the Godish the Balchamo. The Gemara established. And this animal who took it, not good enough, he had to eat it where? This Gemara introduced to us that you can't be chayv just for taking it where he had it. He had to eat it in the Shusharagim. So we see that you need the eating also to be in the Shusharagim, not just for taking. So how can it be a mouth of the person, of the animal, if we say that state of the Shusha Mazik, then why is he Shema Mino, we see from our Sugya, from our Gemara, not from the Mishnah, from our Gemara, we see Shema Mino, the boy, the Kicho, the Achilo, the Pesadim. You need both the thing, and the eating to be there.
What do you mean both when you talk about Hashem? Or do we switch from passion back to our scenario?
Just speak the word "boy" that you got, but I think the MS, you know, that's partly out of the ik is the akhila. The ik is the akhila, not the akhila so much. The ik is the akhila, even though somebody else feeds it, you'll still go with Micha. Yeah, the point is, it's not just the akhila, it's the akhila. What? What?
Why that would be?
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. Wow, Bob, you should start with all England. It's very good for it. So why not should be a good number? Just the right place. Appreciate that, but there's no reason for it. Matzah ba'achila. Why did you not heal? That's nothing. We took it. Should we have been thinking? Hello, you can come in if you're in four times. Hello, the day is a gossip. It's the day is a gossip. A chidosh Torah taught us that if an animal takes it, it's not going to be hyped. If he eats it, it's just an idiot that can be hyped.
In our case, though, we place it by the Kaddish. We know that he ate it by the Kaddish because that's how the fire got there, by the animal. It's the Kaddish and the Kaddish burn.
And who's Kaddish? Who's Kaddish?
Well, it was the Baal Haradus.
How do you know that?
Because it had to be because it could be that he's. We only talk focusing on the kelim, but he pays the kesef nezek. But then the other, the other. And that's what the whole question was in the beginning of our Gemara.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so something changed it. What changed? Our whole way of thinking. Mama's whole way of thinking. Imagine the screens that were in this other world. It didn't make sense. But this is the right
color. Look at there's a custom.
What if there's a custom?
What are the words mean?
So, yeah. There's a custom means something.
There's
a custom. There's a custom.
What if there's a custom?
What if it tells you something? Might not understand it.
So they look at the plastic and they found this.
We understand, yeah.
But we had that before. All the Amorim that were in that.
They thought Obi Abisach man took it from Sarah.
How you say
it's not what I mean.
How you say that?
How could they say it?
How can you say it here?
That's not our.
There is a custom.
No, they said that the Obi is going on the eating. Now, is any rationale why the Torah should say the eating has to be Shazam? No, they told us the words Obi is going on the eating. You understand why the Torah should say such a thing? No, that doesn't matter. But then they taught us that the word of Vir, devour, is going on the eating of it, not the taking.
Well, the taking isn't devouring. So
right.
I took it from the
Isaiah.
The other
Amorim was
that.
Yeah, and they always thought the Shatan Apostle is smart. Elongate these Amorim and Thomas, you know. But they had a couple of which we don't have written down here. Yeah, they got a couple. This is the Pshat.
There's a custom.
Mm-hmm. No, this custom means that there's no rational. They taught us the words of the custom. But via means the devout. That's not because it's a custom. That they're saying, you know, we're making up these custom. No. They're saying we've got Kabbalah and the soya, the beer is going to be eating. Now everyone scratching their head. Is there any pshat in such a thing? The imagine should drop our hitch, trying to understand and explain it to them. What could be pshat? Why is the Torah saying if he took it, the animal stole it from one shoes? And he had to be out of his bottom. What should that be? Well, we have this out of the Torah said, yes, eat it and shoes.
And he took it from Shisrava and brought it and ate it from Shisrava.
Oh, good on that. Right? Somebody took it from Shisrava and ate it from Shisrava. Is that the same case as if somebody forced fed? Right? That's a good one. And I'm not sure if I should maybe do it now or the end. There is a bit of groundness.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
I don't actually think so.
It will defy any logic.
Why?
Because if you left it in Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah is that you do giving it there, obviously. You do giving it there. And the animal had a right to be there. But it didn't have a right to go to the Rosh Hashanah either. That's just pure bad luck.
Muzzle, yeah.
Im holcha shulchan aruch shimtzadi alef sizdar. Im holcha Im Lotcha b'shus harabim, v'holcha b'ochra b'shus hanidim. Yesh mechaibim nishalim nezik sholim. Mishum the people of Kutsa Nezik Tomi. He said, you need to keep an osa from the Shazam.
Right, so
the Ramah, the Torah B'Shem Ramah holds that. So I'm going to learn from the Shkishva one day. He says, but your question was Machlik Shem. I have to understand, they're coming to Tosa, they're going to understand why if somebody feeds him, he'd be chai. Seems to be, if you took it from Shazir Adma, it's in Shazir Yoke, he'd be thoughtful. If somebody feeds him, even Shazir Nizek, he's chai. But anyway, this is a little bit above our level.
Well, actually, you're taking away the key for them. That's irrelevant. It doesn't matter where that took it from, that's where he found it.
It's chai.
We're looking at the start, even though the chomer is really at the end. Eating there, but looking at the start, the answer. The animal took it from Rishus Harabim.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the start. They start off Rishus Harabim. He started in a positive way. Even though it took it inside.
I'm saying there's something fed.
The animal went inside first into a property where it wasn't supposed to be. That's the start. Already a mistake right there. If it wasn't there, the Chatila, it never made it away. No one would have force fed it. It wouldn't have been there, the force feed at all. The fact that he went in, that was the start of the destruction.
Stop. I'm not arguing you because it could be right, Ken, there's something that's what we're meant to be doing at the moment. Okay, and all says places. Oh, I thought we were trying to understand places. Yossi hit the ball on that. What would be the thing? The animal should say, I'm talking to say that. What would be the thing? Right. And all. The Xeta Kosum. Okay, so now we're going to say it's a custom that you need to eat it and it's just an idiot. So now, Tishoy, we can now resolve the shadows they had once upon a time. Kishanos HaHachas, if we have something fed the animal, the Chayim, the Chatzani, the Gdam, because it's called, then obviously, that Chatzani, it's going to be Chayim. The Chatzani, the Gdam, because if you say, though, the mouth of the animal is going to be Chatzani, and was, and therefore the animal could say, I don't need to pay, because I didn't put it in my mouth. And I could say, what's the omelet animal? The animal could say, my boy, miftoch, the pumatechi. Also, why is the bread in my animal's mouth? I didn't put it there, I have to pay for it. Oh, then I'll be searching in the shayla of the kedesh, not of Narorma, what's the omelet, the owner of the dog that took the little bread, could say, my boy, miftoch, the pumatechi, why is the bread in my dog's mouth?
Can you read that again?
We can now resolve. You should also not going to say feel when somebody else puts the food in the mouth of the animal.
The kashu?
Yeah.
No.
The guy that the bala for all sky because not saying he's done here because the master mistakes of the sun is think if it's on the ground, if it would say, don't say, don't say, I'll say, who wants you on the way? I know the cow can say, my boy, lift up. Why is the bread the woman that is sorry?
Yeah,
I'm not saying
how
animal.
Yeah, you should be able to say
that. It's just, that's how they can even say that again. The problem. So the dog that took the bread, not the omelet, he could turn around and say, my boy, before we take a look. Why is the bread?
Because he took it.
They say, I'll also say something based, loud up. Of course, it's not the same. It's not accurate to say, why is it not? So, Lo Yishayek Roshan Zeh, he can't say that. So I could have locked up and took it himself. Elo, rather, what it means is a kaloima. It means to say, him exerts a kosum. Since it exerts a kosum, which we don't understand, this exerts a kosum to be in on a hilo. But chatzah nizik, that you need eating in the chatzah nizik. If that's the exerts a kosum, he needs to eat it in the chatzah nizik. If we're going to say the man will part of the state of chatzah nizik, even if he eats it on the goddess of the Balgaro, so when he says, my boy, he doesn't mean to say, why is it there? He means to say, it's in my rishos. The bread's in my rishos, and the deal is that you need to eat it in the Shutanidic, it's not the Shutanidic. So it's a question on the Sugi in the Shvaitzit. The Sugi in the Shvaitzit, why did you eat it? Couldn't have been at somebody else. You didn't know you took it. There's a thing, you need to eat it in the Shutanidic. So Elamai hit on the Godish of the Balkan. One second, if the mouth of the animal is considered a Chatzar Mazik, so much so if something else would have stopped the animal. The owner of the animal could say, well, it's in my own domain, I should need to pay. If that's true, then even if it's on itself, and he enters on the goddess of the Chatzar Hanizi, he should still be potter, because the mouth is my rishus, the mazik's rishus, and he can say that the bread was eaten in the Chatzar Hamazik.
But how can you say that, though, when we had earlier, if you place the eating on the
That's the tishlein. If you're going to say the mouth of the animal considered separate domain, then this sugya the shvaita makes no sense. They were the ones in machadish who need to eat in the chatzah nizik, and he's not. He's eating in his own mouth. Elamai, it's not chatzah. Now I got the shayach loshen there. Why didn't you use this funny lotion? My boy, why are you such a lotion? It's wrong. But since the Shayach lotion thing, since this expression makes sense in the case of Nosan Ach and the third Pior, then Noka, that's why we use it. We're discussing the Shayach, they had the Shayach in this Medrash was about somebody who fed. And if we're going to, they had a shayla, then maybe we can consider it a chatzar mazik. And the owner of the cattle can say, well, you want me, I had that loaf of bread in my own rishus. So since there, that expression makes sense. Right? My boy, Riftov, would put the chayisari, that makes sense. What's it got to do with me? I put it there. Why is it there? It's not my problem. You shouldn't have solved that. So since there, makes sense to make such expression. We're following that expression also in the case of logic we're talking. We're saying the same long mouth was considered a separate place, which would be relevant also here in regard to the bottle from pain, even if you took it inside. Mm-hmm. Not because why is it there, rather because it's there. Because it's there. And that was just the marriage, the mother's issue. And you, the house story taught us, you need to eat it in a chatzar nizik. It's not chatzar nizik, it's chatzar mazik. Why am I chayav? Elamai, scratch that. It is chatzar nizik. It's not a separate domain, it's not a separate place. And that's why in our story, you're chayav. Okay. Right? That was the shaka batari, what once was and what is. Now, the next line of choices is going back to how it once was. What they were originally thinking. What were they originally thinking? The body of time. So what were they asking? When they asked the question, people were speeding. So they couldn't bring around for the test of the Brazilian. It's a force speeding.
Right.
So they couldn't bring around for the test on the because then the animal took it.
Right.
So where did they bring her eye from? So now it says, thanks, bringing her eye. But my Steve, they brought her eye Mishisa boy is a kelev. What's the case of shisa boy is a kelev? Anyone can remind me? Shisa boy is a kelev. What's the case? Why is shisa boy is a kelev? Goading on the dog. Goading on the dog. When we see anything by goading on the dog where the hand was, I tickle the dog until he bites. Could be the hand was outside the mouth of the dog. Could be inside. Says Tosis, for my sim is shitsuy is a kelev. The shitsuy, the expression shitsuy mikri is referring a pilu nechlis yad chaveri b'fi akelev. That even in a case where the hand was there, hand was in the mouth, the dog, maybe the hand was, you know, doing two treatments for the dog, two treatments for the dog, and then somebody came and was mishas for kelev. I am not gosh. I don't know, when we were younger, we used to go to Whipsnade. Remember that place, Whipsnade? So they used to have these killer whales. And the trainer would put his mouth inside this killer whale's mouth. His head, you know, the teeth inside. And yeah, whatever. It's all very nice. You can imagine then something would be shits about that killer whale. What would it be? Oh, that's not just this case. Then why the person's hand in the dog's mouth? Probably was for a reason. And then Shita boy, he goes on and causes this terrible injury. So, Behishlich, I know the Tokam, the Dochak, Shini Akele, what's Hishlich? Hishlich is that he's pushed the teeth of the dog and the Snivanochosh, the Bisakhaveri, into the hand or the skin of his. That's all the shift on the hishik. That's why I bring your eye in these cases. Shift of the hishik is cases where the hand was already there. And that was their shaya. In a case where the hand's already there, do we consider it somebody? Of is it? Of course, if the animal went and takes the hand, I because it took it. In a case where the hand was already there, and then he was hishik boy or shisa boy, is the owner of the dog shy for such a thing. Okay, you say no, what's my fault? Why was I hand there? I didn't do anything. You can and my chayiv, balakere. Why is it balakere? Chayiv. Hala yodoy, bechatzah maziku. The hand was in the chatzah mazik. That's what they wanted to be right. And by you see, it got in on the chatzah ha nizik. That's what they tried to bring right from. Velei melei. Why am I held responsible for the fact that your hand is in the mouth of my dog? Okay, that's really the end of the sugya, the end of the taste. Right? So now I'll read over the Gemara one, and then we'll finish up taste. That's really the end of the taste. There was a major change in understanding the whole Muslim of Shemek. From once upon a time, to the change. And when was this transition? Then the Gemara. Not in the Mishnah, it's in the Gemara. What Mesefta? Noinzahedin, Barabai. What Mesefta? Obakaya. And what that? Not that you test, brother. Nabino. So why did the Gemara of Kavgimo say this tipshake? Why didn't the Gemara say on the test? We didn't know this change. Where was this change? Standing up to the people and said, where did the dog eat it? Did the dog eat it in the Qatar? Oh, the Shutra Abim can't be. It's eaten in the Qatar. That's what happened. That's what changed. That's the amazing thing that changed. They always didn't understand like that. They had the shadow. You want to know it's a mouth of the animal considered like a Qatar. Qatar is it? Gora is from, not from here, from people putting hands inside dogs and people goading on dogs. And is the Barak and the Chayim? And I don't know who was the Barakera with Potom. No, the Barakera was Chayim. The Barakera was Chayim. And why did he Chayim? He's held responsibility for the fact that the hand is in the mouth of the dog. That is, it's not in the mouth of the dog. In the Tzad. In the Tzad, it's not a separate place. The Tzad is, you went and bit a hand in the Tzad, that's why.
You
didn't
look at this happen in Shisrana?
In Mishul Terabim, yeah, same halakha because we got a mitzvah, but not shem as well. This halakha is not shem, this halakha is Karen. Karen's chayav, Mishul Terabim.
All we're trying to prove
If it's Chatzar Mazik, if it belongs to the Mazik, he can say, I don't, I'm not held responsible to what happens in my own Rishut. If we could somehow say that now the animal is its own domain, then the Balabai is not hired to anything which is happens in its own domain. But it's only hired if his animal does something to someone else, then his own domain is not hired. So this person put their hand in his own domain. Not
Well, if it's in right, Paul Schwartz, it's in his own property.
I don't have to look at that. That's what I want to bring a lion from. You see your guy, even though it's in the mouth of the animal, it didn't take it. You see, the animal's mouth is not its own domain. And that's your health responsibility. It's not your initial surround. You have to pay for that care. Good? Good. Okay, now I want to go over to Gemara one time. This is a very big difficulty, which places the omens on. But in order to catch the difficulty, you have to change your mind as we're going along. You have to, what we originally think, what we're thinking. So let's go over the Gemara from the Ochlo, the Godish, the Ochel, the Ochle, four lines up, last word of the line is dog. The Ochle, where did this dog eat it? He named the dog from the Godish family, and elsewhere. For me, you know, there'll be a mistake. Here's a big change. We needed to eat it and shoot where it took it from. He did eat it, he ate it, the goddess of the Balkan. Tishrei, from here we can prove to be Charor, the people, the Tzani Zagdomi. Tikh Tzamazik Domi, good to be Tzamazik, Lemele, why can't we say, my boy, you've talked to Puma the Kaboy? She said it's not that, it doesn't mean that, it means it's shared in Shusan Izek. And challenge should then they go Yakim and Nigmar. Yakim and Nigmar. Don't like it. Yeah. Then they would say, my boy, if dog, my woman, the cowboy, and challenge should Samazi, I'm not hired to pay. Okay, now the Gemara is sending the Ibolu. Now, the Gemara Ibolu is according to which mind frame? According to how we now know or how we originally knew? And what we now know, the actual also Shazanizek, or how we originally thought that AKA is if you take your Shazanizek, also
how
they originally thought. How they originally thought. You play the role, because they asked the Shaida based on how they originally thought. People are Shazanizek, don't make Kazamazan. What's that? Okay, the case for something fed the animal, and the animal ate it. Is it like Shazanizek or Kazamazan? If you're going to tell me, I think more now asking a question. Rashi, no Rashi is putting this out. Gemara is interjecting. We had a shayla. Gemara is interjecting. I don't understand. If you're going to say to Gemara, Matik Domi, Shen, Dechai, Vachmon, Eichim, Eshkachasa. How will you ever have a case of Shen that you're Chai? How would you ever have a Let's ask the Gemara. The interjecting. They had a shadow. I mean, they have my friend or yours. There, that what? What's their mind frame? If you take it, then you're high. And they had a shadow. If you didn't take it, could you still be high to the Hashem? They bring the Gemara. 1 second. If you're going to say, don't get on for some Nazi. So how would ever be Chai Hashem? Question bothers you? Why not? Right. So what am I asking? You must know rubbing on the wall, knocking down the wall. What are you talking about? Keep up. What was the most question? Gemara Gemara, as you said, yeah? They are the Shaila thing. I always think of what they're thinking. They are the Shaila. That is the mouth of an animal considered a sign. Is it a sign? Enough community if somebody fed him. If the animal took it, I've shed. If somebody fed him, that's enough community. Bring the glove, 1 second. So, how will he ever be high for Shen?
When he took it.
What are you asking? That's today's discussion. That's a question which we read the Gemara second time. But I'm going to remember, I told you to stop it and then the Gemara second time. You learn the Gemara second time. This not in the faith, what's going on here? That's a nice question. Great Tosis. The whole Degola is about seven lines down in the narrow lines of Tosis. The first word is Boy Yodach performing. The whole Degola. That was the Gemara turned into the world. Why don't you have any other kids of Shen? Alpha Gavti Mishkapas Lo Shapi, you would have plenty of cases where you can. Kigun, Shalakiko is a Ratan Izzy. If the Kiko was the Ratan Izzy. Hello. Shun, the reason why the Gemara asked that question, which is the Pashti, the Kroa Mashma, Shabiru Hoyo. The pastures of the posuk is that the eating is also in the chatzan. The kaboy hechi mishkavasa. The simple reading of the mish of the posuk sounds like that the eating is also the bill, the destroying is also in the chatzan. Or beer, the bower is stay up in the chatzan. It's a simple reading of the posuk. So we're asking, see how we understand it. Even if you take a chayv of the pasuk, it's talking about a case where it was devoured in the shusanis. How do you have it? That's not immediate. How do you have it? The pasuk, you read the pasuk, reveal this, the argument you got devoured in the shusanis. And the svar is you don't need that. Even if he takes it from the shusanis, you also got it. But the simple reading of the pasuk is saying that you got devoured in the shusanis. How is that ever applicable? How do you have a case that the vowel in the Shusanid. That's what we know with the answer. If we say the mouth is what sticks in the tongue, how do you have a case? And then the question, how can you be high? Like, possible. But taking it. The case. The case of the positive sounding that got the vowel destroyed in the Shusanid, how do you have that? So it's Gemara said, no, you have that. You're not dead at war. That can be destroyed in the Shusanid. Okay? Now, Tosis ends off saying what we spoke at the beginning. Tosis explained it. He said, Tishot is not from a Mishnah, it's not from a Braiser, it's not from a man of a Tanya. Tishot is from someone having discussed it in the Sukkah in the Gemara. Where are you? Ron Shabbat said the same thing. Ron Shabbat said, Kenami Tishot, Sukkah the Shmeitz. Come on, Tishot, the boy you have been with our life. Be pushing something for the fact that they're being about buying is on a very awesome something. By the awesome thing is a reason for us to be pushing the shadow which we have. So you see, even though there's no Mishnah is a crisis, the problem we're going to accept a certain Maharaj, that's the Maharaj. Okay, it's good. This is now reads, fits in everything.
Yeah, give us a smile. I don't love it. That's true that my memory pointed this out.
That's your problem. So yeah, that's okay. We live that one. Okay, now that I very much want on Tuesday to finish the Suga. Yes, we've done it well. And a couple of three tastes to do. It could be the first one. The first one you can do. You can all do. There's three tastes in, and then there's the last five runs with the mark. Yeah, awesome. It seems like how long is it? You see where it is, Shura? First word of the line is Hanu. From there to the Mishnah, Hanu is he? And then there's three tastes on the previous sugar and the one taste on that. Okay, so do the three tastes in, and then from Hanu until the Mishnah, and then the taste is Masa Hanu. And I promise you, get the chef. I mean, on Tuesday, if we succeed in getting Kobel, there'll be fireworks in our shit. So it's not a shit to miss. I promise you there'll be fireworks. And it's a shame we should have always fireworks. All right. So those three days in there, Hanu until the Mishnah, and there's the Rasa Hanu. And then come with your bulletproof vest, whatever else you want to come, because there will be definitely strong fireworks. So, Mr. Perez, if you want to come and join us for Tuesday's share, because I need a lot of practice support to make the session. All right, should be well.